And that time again on a Friday morning when AM Live presents another update from the coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Martin, good morning to you. And you say the South African government is budgeting to spend 500 million rand a year for the next 5 years. And this is good news. It's to boost technical innovation.
Yes. What they're creating is the Technology Innovation Agency. This will be a new agency enshrined in law. It's gone through Parliament already. It's expected to be signed into law by the state president in May. And this will not be a research and development agency as such, but it'll be an agency that funds research and development. And the idea is to bridge this gap between the ideas on the one hand and then turning them into commercial products on the other hand, which is a problem not only in South Africa, but worldwide. So they're looking to start with a funding of 500 million in the first year. It'll be run by a CEO. It'll be run by people who are quite well versed in intellectual property, and then possibly in the fifth year, even going up to a billion rands worth of funding. And they say the ideal board composition will be made up of a third, a third, a third, the first third being people who have actually gone out there as entrepreneurs and created a new product from ideas. And then the next third will be people who are involved in more formal innovation from the CSIR and Mintex and institutions like that. And then they'll have a sixth of people who are involved in intellectual property type activities. And then the final sixth, people who are well aware of venture capital.
Even more money flying about. South Korea has Southern Africa in its sights, setting out to spend around 50 billion rand over the next 8 years. This would be on mining and energy projects.
Yes, a little bit of a Johnny-come-lately, South Korea, obviously following China and India, but realizing that they have to get in on the Mining and Energy Act in order to ensure a flow of product into the country. Korea relies to an extent of 97% on imported materials and energy, and so they want to go out into the world now, invest 50 billion rands worth of mining and energy activities. They're looking to South Africa, for instance, and also Zimbabwe and Zambia in order to do exploration. It will be the usual suspects that they'll be searching for, you know, coal, copper, iron ore, uranium, nickel, zinc, and other metals and minerals, chrome, of course, in Zimbabwe. And so they want to ensure that in 8 years' time, when they bring in these metals and minerals to Korea, it'll be at a level of 38% from operations that they own. But they say they're not really here to just rip Africa off. What they will do is they will ensure that they will add value in the country. They're quite prepared to beneficiate to a large extent in the country before exporting out. And also they say they will put in roads and power stations and infrastructure that we need.
And of course, can't escape the energy crisis this morning. South Africa could treble its electricity capacity by switching to high voltage direct current. And that is according to an academic at the University of KwaZulu-Natal.
Yes, University of KwaZulu-Natal is taking direct current under its mantle, and it has actually set up a high-voltage direct current center at the University of KwaZulu-Natal, and it is promoting this idea of a greater use of high-voltage direct current as opposed to alternating current. And it argues that large amounts of power over long distances with lower capital cost and lower electricity losses can be gained from direct current. It is focusing in the KwaZulu-Natal area at the moment, looking at its own power corridor to see whether it can convert. And initial studies have indicated that is feasible, and they're talking of being able to treble the capacity of electricity flow in that area if they can do this conversion. But it's often also been said that if we could have a direct current line from Mpumalanga, where our power stations are, down to Kuberg in the Cape, it would be tantamount to having an additional power station. That's how much more flow we could get. There are problems because you can't tap off this electricity on the way, but there are lower costs involved. And I think where Eskom's research and innovation department is active on this and also proving that it's feasible is in the big Western corridor in Africa, where we're looking to the future to get some power from the great grand Inga, which is the hydropower station concept in the Democratic Republic of Congo. That is almost certainly to involve high voltage direct current, which is estimated to be able to treble the capacity over alternating current.
Martin Creamer is the publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly, back at the Coalface at the same time on AM Live next Friday.